Your Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Politics tonight as Donald Trump inches ahead in his quest to become the Republican Party's presidential nominee, winning caucuses in Missouri, Michigan, and Ohio. Political analyst Larry Sabato from the University of Virginia.
Does he have the 1,215 delegates that you need to get nominated? No, he's not even close. But he's got 247 delegates, and Nikki Haley has 24. And Tuesday is Super Tuesday. And at this point, it's going to be a surprise if Nikki Haley wins a single state. Even if she wins one or two or three, it won't make any difference.
A monster winter storm is pounding out west. Tens of millions of people are impacted across at least eight states. California and Nevada are seeing the worst of it. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
This is an incredibly powerful storm. The conditions are absolutely impossible to get around. And these snow totals, even in some of the town levels and the lake level, you're at the 3 to 5, 3 to 6 foot range. But then you get up onto the mountains and we're talking about 10, 12 feet of snow.
Fire levels are intensifying in the Texas Panhandle, where well over a million acres have already been destroyed since a fire began Monday.
The Texas A&M Forest Service has the largest fire, the Smokehouse Creek Fire, at just 15% containment. Texas Governor Greg Abbott taking to social media, saying the state continues to surge resources as heavy winds and dry conditions fuel the problem.
We have the adequate air support that's going to be needed to be able to help combat those fires here in the coming days.
Two deaths attributed to the fires so far. As for cattle, the death toll rises. Stockyards manager Bill Martin.
5,000, 10,000. It's really hard to say right now, but it's going to be pretty dramatic.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
U.S. officials say a six-week ceasefire has basically been accepted by Israel. The wait now is on Hamas. Correspondent Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
Hostage negotiations are due to resume in Cairo with the key mediators, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt. Hamas is expected to respond to a proposal for a six-week ceasefire that would see the release of 40 Israeli hostages and 400 Palestinian prisoners.
Breaking news in the NBA, where LeBron James has just reached 40,000 points. The shot itself was a driving layup to push the Lakers' lead as fans in attendance cheered in celebration. He received a standing ovation at the next timeout, while coach Darvin Ham gave him a congratulatory pat on the chest. There was an in-arena video presentation, which was preceded and followed by James raising the ball over his head. The 39-year-old has also played the second most regular season and most playoff minutes in league history. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ink Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Aww. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white, actually. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, so, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Ink Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For me, without you, I feel so alone.
Seek Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Lockjaw, industrial goth rock legends from Milwaukee since 1994. That was Deja Vu, Annie Love before that. It kicked off the 10 o'clock double dip for you. If you want to see Lockjaw, you have a couple of opportunities. March 15th at the Back Bar in Janesville and also Club Jarabani's in Milwaukee on March 22nd. Good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight. I'm Jimmy K. Music on the way this hour from Bad Year. We'll do some Queen of Dreams. And Mossman has new music. We got that for you. Max Inc. Heavy's M. Shell will join us at 10:30 tonight and share her conversation with Milwaukee's awesome new metal band, H1Z1, including their new song, Heard. That's coming up tonight at 10:30, plus Essential Last Crack at 11. But first, let's jump in with a jam from Janesville's Revolution X, 12-gauge Remedy. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Let's go!
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music with Carbellion and Weapons of Choice, the title track to their 2023 release. Queen of Dreams before that with The Blank Page. They're rocking Portage at Studio 301 on March 9th. And Bad Year before that with Blackout. I'm happy to see Bad Year out on the road playing shows. You can see them a couple of times. One of them at the Company Brewing Company on March 6th with no tag back, smoke-free home, and secondhand soles. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison, and you can shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. And Weikert Realtors Lake Point, let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or online at Weikert-lakepoint.com. Max Inc. Heavy is coming back with M. Shell and H1Z1. They're next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party! It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
everybody. It's M. Shell Beck on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. I'm here with Patrick and Mark of H1Z1, one of Milwaukee's best new metal bands. Their live shows are dynamic. They are just talented, awesome people. So thank you so much to you both for taking the time to do this interview with me.
Yo, yo, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know I first met you guys out at Route 20 for the Conniption 10-year anniversary show. This, I mean, I think it was a giant snowstorm.
That's crazy.
2017, maybe? I'm not entirely even sure. But I was completely blown away that night. I remember coming up and buying an album and just being like, hi, I'm going to seem like a crazy person, but you guys are awesome. I'm going to, like, play you on the radio show and try to book you. And I was working at the Frequency at the time, so I think you guys got a show there near the end of before they closed, which was, like, super awesome for me to have you guys out in Madison. Not that I booked that show, but it was kind of like my world's colliding, and I was very, very happy. I've been a huge fan ever since.
That's awesome. That's love. Yeah, we love those guys. Conniption, shout out to them. It's funny that you said it was 2017. In 3 years, it's going to be another 10 years, so they need to do it again.
Oh, man. You're right. You're so right. Oh, that's crazy. Time flies when you're having fun, and living in the music industry is a fast paced life. And that's, like I was saying to Patrick earlier, you know, this is the life we chose. So for you guys, when did your band form?
You want to go ahead, Pat?
Yeah, I want to say it was the summer of 2010. It was summer 2010. The Juan and I in Mom's basement, and that was the H1N1 days, was the previous name. But yeah, that was when we formed, and we got Mondo, and then you popped up, Mark, and evolved to where we are now.
You can't be saying I popped up. I didn't pop up. What happened was I was invited over to check y'all out, and then Pat was like, you want to sing a song? They played like three songs, and they were originals, and I was like, this is incredible. But you want me to sing a song? And then I couldn't think of a song, so he's like, do you know any Pantera? I was like, yeah, I know Pantera. Do you know Walk? And he's like, yep, and then we did Walk.
That means that you guys have been playing together a long time, and you can definitely tell your live shows are awesome. Dynamic is the word that I use, but that's trying to put the awesomeness that it is into words, you know? Where do you get a lot of your influences, not just for writing music, but the energy that you guys put out on stage?
Me personally, I'm all over the place. I grew up on a lot of hip hop and R&B, so there's that out, and I've always been like more interested in like the more hype, more hardcore type style and whatnot. Crime Mob, DMX, stuff like that or whatever. But like my live performance, I get definitely from the Conan O'Brien episode with Slipknot performing live. Like, they went so hard, and I could hear how tired Corey was, but they just looked so cool, and they, like, looked like they gave it their all. So I was like, I don't do that every time I get on stage, and that's what I do.
Yeah, like, that early new metal stuff is definitely the influence that I had on informing the band. System of a Down was a big one for me, and Korn, like those bands really inspired me musically. But then watching like live performances and just seeing them go absolutely nuts on stage, I was like, you need the energy to match the music, and I want to do that.
Yeah, Streets and Ladders by their video, that one. Oh my god, I was like, yep, that's, I got to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, and you can definitely tell that you're bringing that energy each time I see you guys. I'm just like, man, like the show at X-Ray, I think it was the last time I saw you guys live, and just like, I don't know who can bring it in pajamas before 2 p.m. on a Sunday, and it was like one of the most awesome experiences. So, well, it sounds like obviously things are going wonderful for you guys. You have a new video that you just put out. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, a new video that just dropped. It's called Hard. It's the lyrics and what I wrote about was about my upbringing in Milwaukee and like the upbringing of a lot of people in Milwaukee, especially in poverty, specifically actually in poverty. Just growing up through all that, fighting through like stereotypes, fighting through like submitting to you know your surroundings and all that, and yeah, it's a heavy, hard song, but it's like it's also really heartfelt.
I know you guys shot it here in town. What, you know, there's so many challenges that happen with shooting a video, and it's a lot more than some people realize. Can you talk about what it was like to shoot this video and where you guys shot it?
Well, yeah. you want me to talk about the...
Don't go too far, Pat. Like,
go ahead. I'll do a brief TLDR. This is the video that we released is the second time we shot it. You want to talk about hardship? There was a first video shoot of this, and we shot it under the Look Street Bridge. So we had to haul gear down a hill and then bring it back up and, you know, spend hours, playing the same song over and over again. We did that twice.
Yeah.
The first video doesn't exist. The person that shot it doesn't exist. And I'm saying that metaphorically. Ty did an awesome job with us on this time. And I'm super happy that it, in a weird-ass backwards way, I'm glad Ty was the one that did it. He's an awesome dude, and he did us really well with this.
Yes. Yeah, he did awesome. As far as, like, what the spot means, what the space means, it's a space I've been occupying, like, my whole life in Milwaukee. Like, I've lived on the east side the majority of my time in Milwaukee and whatnot. So, like, I would have parties and stuff down there with friends. We'd get together, have drinks, and people would spray paint. And like, it's just a bunch of years of so much art and so much history down there, so I wanted to capture that real hard because I felt like it captured a lot of the city.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, you write about what you know and your experiences, and to shoot in such a raw way in such a specific location, you know, it looks cool for one, you know, but for it to kind of bring it back home and get that almost emotional connection for you guys out of it, that's awesome. It's definitely a great video. You're right. Everybody did a fantastic job, and it was well worth all of the effort. So where can we find this video?
YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere but TikTok. We got to have a conversation with TikTok, but we're working on that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that boat. It's TikTok is a
It's
a thing.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have any new music coming out soon? Is there plans for a new album?
Yeah, there's new music in the works. I'll spill a little bit of beans. There's two songs. So there's two songs that are close. They're still baking in the oven, but they're looking nice and golden brown almost. We're getting close to something. So that's all I can say about that. But yeah. There's some stuff coming through. And then let's just say that the more cooking analogies, I guess. There's food ready to go in the fridge that we're ready to start.
Can I say, Pat, to our fans, this will be our most active year ever.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
I'll say that.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. So, sounds like some good shows and stuff like that. What do you got planned?
Some music, some shows, some opportunities. Yeah. No, it's Milwaukee Metal Fest.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity for us. And for everybody who has supported us or have heard about us, that is the show to be at. If you cared at all about us and anything that we've done and throughout all the years, that is the opportunity for us, and that is your opportunity to give us a boost to where we're trying to go.
And what day are you guys playing for Milwaukee Metal Fest?
It's the pre-party, May 16th.
It's the Thursday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
We get to play with our buds in Toxic Rune. I'm excited.
Yeah. Hey, that's going to be a good show. Absolutely. Well, this has been awesome, guys. I really appreciate your time. This is super exciting to hear that you've got all of these good plans. I can't wait to see you guys out live and rock out with you guys there.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, guys, and take care. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you. Thanks for having us. All right, guys.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Moss Man. That is Wave. Moss Man's new album is really good. I encourage you to go grab it right now. It's on their Bandcamp page. And then you can go see them live at Mickey's Tavern here in Madison on March 8th. Hope you're all having a good evening. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks to M. Shell and H1Z1 for the wonderful conversation. And their news, H1Z1's new music is really good. Or the new song, Hard. Go see the video right now on their YouTube page. Hey, we got Essential Last Crack just around the corner. Right now, some Mask Intruder for you. Take What I Want. It's Max and Kevin on Civic Media.
Come on and tell me why you're better than me. Why you deserve what you got and what I should believe in. All I want is just a little peace. I don't really care if you are bad, they keep it. Finders, keepers, losers, sweepers. Take what I want, and I don't feel bad. It's a vast improvement on the situation that I had. Oh, you know, I know it's wrong, but I don't give a sh**. It's the best thing I got going on, and I ain't never gonna quit. Oh, no. Take what I want. I come to get it when you're not at home. It's so pathetic that you think that you could stop me. But then I stop, you got the 18. Now the boys in blue are all out to get me.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah, when you wanna go out, see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only our music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. Maximum-ink.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some volunteers want to bring the first indoor ice center to Racine County. A study shows there's already interest in more than one rink. Here's Mark Hertzberg.
probably start with one sheet for now, build it with a footprint for two, the mechanicals for two.
Two-thirds of the $13 million needed to build the ICE Center will be raised privately, but in partnership with the county.
And we have a memorandum of understanding with the county where the county would bond $5 million. We have self-upped our ante to $10 million. We've pledged to raise...